Is Russia telling the truth? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It claims more troops and weapons are headed back to bases after military exercises near Ukraine.
It remains to be seen whether there is Russian withdrawal.
NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg in a meeting with the U.S. and our allies says he believes just the opposite.
They have increased the number of troops and more troops are on their way.
President Biden says if Russia invades, there will be severe punishment that would have ripple effects felt in our economy.
I will not pretend this will be painless. There could be impact on our energy prices.
At a time when inflation's already a problem, we're paying 21 cents more at the gas pump now than a month ago. Two sheriff's deputies are in a hospital morning after being shot in Katy, Texas, responding to a shooting at a home.
They're both in fair condition. None of the wounds appear to be life-threatening.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, the gunman, suffered a worse fate, killed when deputies returned fire. Three school board members have been fired by voters in San Francisco in a recall election to oust the three.
Who critics say prioritized racial equality over education through a series of blunders during the pandemic, including renaming schools they deem to be offensive without a plan to get kids back into those very same schools. Refusing to consider a gay white father of a biracial child for a parent advisory board because he wasn't diverse enough, and eliminating merit-based admissions at an academically elite high school because too many Asian kids were getting in.
That's Fox's Claudia Cowan in San Francisco. Disappointment on ice for Team USA. The men's hockey team got knocked out of the Olympics, losing to Slovakia in a shootout in the quarterfinals. The U.S. did, though, get another gold medal. Alexander Hall won it in men's free ski slope style. The Americans have won 19 medals in Beijing, 9 behind leader Norway. America's listening to Fox News.
College was founded to develop the minds and improve the hearts of its students. As part of this commitment, every student signs an honor code, which reads, "A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in the study and service, and respectful of the rights of others." Through education, our students rise to self-government. To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu/honor. That's hillsdale.edu/honor.
Here's
President Biden is still mulling over who to nominate to the Supreme Court. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says
he will do some interviews in the next 2 weeks.
The president's already narrowed his search to a black woman to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. The new Texas abortion law the Supreme Court has refused to block while lower court challenges continue has led more women across state lines to get the procedure.
Two Oklahoma City clinics report the number of women from Texas seeking abortions is large enough to force waits up to 2 weeks for services. Texas restrictions banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy has decreased abortions there by 60%, according to the state. One Oklahoma abortion provider said Texas women served jumped from 12 in August to 130 in September. But the influx may be short-lived as Oklahoma's legislature debates several restrictive abortion measures, including one that makes performing or getting the procedure a felony. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Southwest Airlines will let passengers buy alcohol on flights again starting today.
Almost 2 years after the Texas-based carrier paused its onboard beverage options over COVID and flight disruptions related to masking policies. Though Southwest's flight attendants union has voiced security concerns, saying the return of alcohol on flights while the mask mandate remains has the potential to increase mask noncompliance and misconduct issues. Southwest's latest step toward normal makes American Airlines the last of major U.S. carriers to hold out on resuming alcohol sales. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Stock futures are down, but not by a lot. The morning after a rally on Wall Street when the Dow surged up more than 400 points, the Nasdaq gained over 300. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.